At the top of our program today, late last week, the latest numbers for Michigan were released for the Affordable Care Act's first open enrollment period, which ended on March 31st. Turns out more than 272,000 people signed up for one of the plans available on the healthcare.gov website. Of those 272,000, 29% were from the coveted 18 to 34 age group, and 87% were eligible for financial assistance. With us to assess these numbers and how the Affordable Care Act's first open enrollment period went here in Michigan is Aaron Knott. Aaron's the State Director for Enroll America here in Michigan. Welcome back to Current State, Aaron.
Hey, thanks for having me back on.
How would you assess these numbers?
Hey, at Enroll America, we are thrilled, absolutely thrilled, that over 272,000 Michiganders now have access to quality, affordable health care. We're proud of the work that we did, but we're not stopping. Over the next 6 months, we're continuing to talk to consumers across the state because open enrollment begins next November 15th.
Back in November, did you think you'd hit 272,000?
You know, we had some challenges last fall in October and first part of November with the website, but those glitches were fixed and consumers were hungry. They were hungry for the information about the marketplace. They were hungry to know where to go to find in-person assistance, and they really wanted to know more information about the financial assistance. And like you said, 87% of Michiganders that signed up for health insurance received financial assistance to help them pay for their premiums.
So 272,000, how many people could have signed up? Is that known?
Well, you know, we were working with just over 1.1 million Michiganders that did not have insurance. Now, some of those folks will qualify for our new Medicaid expansion program, our Healthy Michigan, and some of those folks, you know, went directly through the marketplace, and others, they elected to just work one-on-one with an insurance provider. But again, you know, over the next 6 months, for those people that haven't taken the opportunity to take a look at their options, it's our staff and volunteers' job to find them, to talk to them, and make sure that they don't miss out come the next open enrollment period.
I know getting sufficient numbers of young people was a pretty big concern for a while. How do you feel about 29% of enrollees coming from the 18 to 34 demographic?
You know, we're elated by that number because, again, you know, those young adults, we know that they want health insurance. It's just not been something that, you know, they've thought about. You know, they went from their parents' plans, perhaps, to now being on their own, and they just needed, you know, to know where to go to look for it. And in the end, we saw a spike and young adults that were calling us, they were asking us where they could get assistance. And, you know, we know that more than half of them were able to get plans at under $50 per month.
We did hear reports. I mean, I think we all heard reports that there was concern that enough 18 to 34s would sign up. 29% seems like a very good number. Do you know how Michigan, how did that 29% compare to other states? Do you know?
I don't know, Mark. I haven't analyzed the numbers in that detail because, again, I'm laser focused on working with consumers here in Michigan and making sure that nobody misses out on the opportunity to, you know, receive health insurance. So right now we're working on educating folks about what's happening next November, as well as making sure that people are aware that if their circumstances change, they lose a job, they move, they get a divorce, that they qualify for that special enrollment period. Where they can contact the Department of Health and Human Services, go back to the marketplace and make a correction, you know, with their personal situation.
There were well-publicized problems with the website, healthcare.gov, back in the fall. How did the website perform as it got closer to the deadline?
You know, in the end, the website was just like doing any kind of online shopping, whether you're going to Amazon and making, you know, a book purchase. We were getting report backs from not only consumers, but from our partners across the state that if somebody already had an account, they had an email address, they were ready to go on and shop, that you could get in and out in 20 to 30 minutes. And that was the ultimate goal, was to make it a seamless process whereby you went online, you looked at the information, you selected your plan, and then you exited out.
Our guest on Current State, Aaron Knott, State Director for Enroll America in Michigan. We're talking about the end of the first open enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act, which Aaron and her organization were heavily involved in. Overall, what were some of the bigger misunderstandings misconceptions that you encountered?
you know, the biggest by far was the lack of information, and we were hearing this across the state from consumers about the financial assistance. It just seemed too good to be true that they were going to be able to receive help to purchase health insurance, and that's still a barrier. And again, our job right now is to make sure that those folks that didn't take part in this historic moment that ended last, you know, March 31st, that they know where to go for assistance. They know that they do qualify for financial assistance. And again, our job is just to help them between now and November 15th.
What were some of the best practices that you developed, Erin?
We know that oftentimes consumers, particularly African Americans and Latinos, they needed multiple touches repeated engagement to go to the marketplace to take a look at what was going on. We also know that those consumers did better when they sat down with an in-person assister. By and large, African Americans and Latinos were 43% more likely to seek in-person help than white, their white counterparts, and that's a national number right there.
And by touches, you mean repeated contact, outreach.
Yeah, you know, whether we were talking to them on the doors or, you know, out in their community at the grocery store, a barber shop, in their churches. Again, we know that there were certain consumers that just, they really needed to be told about the information repeatedly. They really needed to be told about what it meant, what you needed to have to qualify for financial assistance. And then again, here's somebody that's located just down the street from you that's certified by the federal government that's able to help you, you know, walk through that process in more detail.
What, if anything, Erin, didn't work at first that maybe you altered your approach on throughout the course of the period?
Well, you know, towards the end of the open enrollment session, we found by and large that larger scale enrollment events were very, very successful for us. And so we were working with partners, we were sponsoring events, you know, with churches or with Access in located in Dearborn or other kind of navigator or assistance services across the state. And we were having, you know, these events where 100 to 200 people were coming out. They were learning about their options. They were then meeting up with an assistant right then and there on the spot and working on their enrollment application. And so again, that was one of our best practices that we weren't doing early on, but in the end there, we were having these events across the state almost, you know, 2-3 times a week.
How many volunteers did you use in this first enrollment period?
Man, we couldn't have made this happen without the help, the dedication of the over 3,400 volunteers that not only, you know, worked with us once or twice, but repeatedly were coming back. They were signing up to take shifts on doors, you know, in neighborhoods. They were helping us table at events. And those large enrollment events that I was just referencing, you know, they were there, they were signing people in, they were passing out information and linking people to that in-person assistance. You know, we couldn't have done it without our, you know, the 3,400 volunteers and counting. They were instrumental to our success.
Will you scale back that number, though, now?
After the first
enrollment period is done, is there any reason to cut that number back?
Not at all. Right now, we are debriefing and celebrating with our volunteers across the state. We have a series of, you know, events where, again, we're celebrating, we're talking about what worked, what didn't work, and then we're engaging them in our planning process for the summer and fall months. So we don't, you know, yeah, there'll be some drop off as people's plans change, but we're recruiting more volunteers and we want to keep everybody that's worked with us to date involved in the campaign and to have a real buy-in in what we're going to do and how we're going to do it over the summer and fall months.
There will be another open enrollment period later this year. Let's focus on that. When does that start?
Open enrollment begins November 15th and runs through February of 2015. So, you know, we have a few months to plan, to prep, and then we're going to be back in communities knocking on doors probably towards the end of June. So we're not going away anytime soon.
And you alluded to a special enrollment period as well. Who qualifies for the special enrollment period?
Anyone qualifies for that special enrollment period if you have a life-changing circumstance. So as an example, there's a birth in your family, there's a divorce or a marriage, if you move, if your income changes, there's a list of these life-changing circumstances. And if something like that happens to you, you have 60 days to contact, you know, the marketplace to report that change. And so we're, you know, encouraging and educating all consumers that, yeah, sometimes things happen, you know, planned or unplanned, and you have the option, the right to go to the marketplace to report it and to have your insurance change.
And is your organization playing a particular role in the special enrollment period, or is most of your attention on the next open enrollment period?
We're doing both. Again, okay. As we encounter consumers that, you know, are telling us, oh, this just happened to me, is there an option for me? We're making sure that they have the information. But again, right now we're back in communities, we're planning, we're talking to our volunteers, and we're actively, you know, aiming towards finding those folks that didn't participate this time around.
And Aaron, what sort of involvement have you had with the Healthy Michigan Plan?
Sure. We're the same kind of navigators and in-person assisters that we worked with regarding the marketplace. They're now changing their program work over, and they're helping with Healthy Michigan. So again, if consumers are talking to us about, you know, they qualify for Healthy Michigan, where do they go to sit down with somebody, or where do they go for more information, we're providing that information for them.
What's your sense as to how it's working so far?
Well, it seems like last week the numbers came out that we were at, what, just under 200,000 new enrollees in Healthy Michigan. I think that's a huge success, and we should be celebrating that.
Aaron Knott is the State Director for Enroll America here in Michigan. Aaron, thanks for joining us on Current State.
Hey, thanks for having me back on.